sweet as friends. This year should be a special schuss for a Marina Reb Ayudalei ben Gittel Fege, for Shleim, so Shachalei Israel, Moshe ben Rezer for Shleima, Rezev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, Bracha Batzlacha, Fua, Brius, and for Ritzakyan ben Chanam, Rezhen ben Chanam, Bracha Batzlacha, Bacham Asayadeyam. We're going to be learning the Indian of the of endangering oneself for Parnasa, and the famous tshuva of the Noda Bihud and Dvarim, Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Biyomot Hitein Tzcharo, Ki Ani, who ve'elav unosli es nafsho, give him his schar, his reward, his payment. And that day he works. Ki elav unosli, ve'elav unosli es nek, he's an ani, and that's what he waits for. Mar says in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yabez, Amr Aleph, ve'elav unosli es nafsho, b'nei ma'al, ozeb kevesh, v'nitla v'ilon, omas ra'atzma l'misa, lo'yal scharo. Why did he go up the ramp? Why did he hang on a tree? Why did he give himself over for death? Not for his schar? Rashi explains, Kol atzma humoser nafsho alav lalos bekevesh gavua v'sikei natzma lipo. Why did he endanger himself? Why did he go up that ramp? Why did he go on the tree? For his reward. Because he wants to be paid. So how can you not pay the worker? He endangered himself. But this is shver. Because how tak is he allowed to endanger himself? So it's not mashma that it's talking about a person who doesn't even have bread to eat, otherwise he's going to die of hunger. No. It's a tzad rochel, kshema yistakein. So there's this distant, remote chance that he's going to endanger himself. That's lechor what it's talking about. We're not talking about rishayim, that their mamish endangering himself, that they're going to die. So it's not talking about they're hungry for food, they don't have food to eat. It's also not much we're talking about a guy who's endangering himself, a very, 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 very serious danger. And for that he's working to make his money. No, it's a tzad rachuk that he's going to be in danger. However, we see from the achronim that it's mutter for a person to put himself in a sakana if it's only a tzad rachuk. We're not choshish for miut. You don't live your life. That's not the way. Maybe I think we had a shir on this once. That's not the way you live your life, that even if there's a tzad rachok, you're not allowed to do it. We're not choshish for a miut. Certain things that are a little bit dangerous, and we do them anyway. I think a good example is getting into a car. There are loads of car accidents. We get in the car anyway. So we're not choshish for the mute. So we're talking about a tzad rachuk. We're talking about a tzad rachuk of sakana, and that's why he endangered himself. In the tshuvas of the Noda Yehuda, in Madura Tinyana Yerodeh Simen Yud, he writes that a person is not allowed to be oisek b'tzayit chayis. He's not allowed to be a hunter for pleasure. Because you're not allowed to endanger yourself. Besides the other Asurim he talks about over there, one of them is endangering yourself, becoming a hunter. Now, if somebody's poor, and he does this for his livelihood, the Torah was matir. That whatever you're doing for your livelihood, ain breira, ve'elu v'nosei es nafsho. That's why he's nitla b'kevesh, ala b'ilan, masar atzmo l'misa. But if that's if a person's doing it for parnassus, so the Noda Bihuda says that for parnassus you're allowed to endanger yourself. But for pleasure, he just likes going out there to hunt, get some game. No good. He's over on v'nishmartem. So this is a davar mechudish in the Noda Bihuda that the tzorich parnassa is permitted for a person to endanger himself, even though normally it's v'nishmartem. But for parnassa, v'nishmartem doesn't apply in this instance. Wow. Chiddush of the Noda Bihuda. There's also Tshuva Nigros Moshe and Choshen Mishpat. Simon Kuf Dalid writes this on his own that you're allowed to be misparnes from playing ball, even though it's a chashash sakana. But he says that talking about the yesh lachush l'sakana, K'deira le'echad mikama alofim shenistakein. So if it's one of a few thousand who's mistaken, one should be choshish for sakana. Now, if it's one of a few thousand, that shouldn't be sakana at all. Magen Avram, Simon Shintez Zayin, Siv Kotten Chav Gimel. He says that if it's one of a thousand, it's called a sakana. But if it's more than one of a thousand, it's not even considered a sakana at all. So one has to be ma'ayin in that shiva the Igros Moshe. How he considers one of a few thousand a sakana. So Rav Moshe is matir for parnasa, but how does he call a sakana one in a few thousand? So in the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh, he explains the Noda Yehuda, that we find in a number of places in Chazal that they were matir to be nichnas l'sakana because of Shomer Psoim Hashem, because God guards the fools. You're foolish. You're not thinking. You're just doing what you're doing. You're living your normal life, and there's no chshas sakana. Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiur min Lametes Aleph Ksubis writes the Tzarech Bir Mashna Mikol Sofik Sakana the Dochi Shabbos. Why is Sofik Sakana Dochi Shabbos? And we're not Samech Hashem Repsoim Hashem, but you're allowed to be Nichnas L'Sofik Sakana, and we say Shem Repsoim Hashem. And the answer is, says Rav Elchanan, it's Minag Derech Eretz Umeila, it's like Ein Biyodo Lishmor Atzmo, and then you're Nishmor Min HaShemayim. So if you can be careful, then you're mischayev benafsho, and God's not going to watch you. God forbid. But if it's minig derech eretz, if it's the normal way of acting, then you're allowed to do it. Shomer psaim Hashem. But if you can avoid it on Shabbos, then you have to avoid it. It's even tochas Shabbos, because it's suffix sakana. But if you can't avoid it, because it's derech eretz, the way normal people act, so then you're allowed to act that way. So maybe if you're doing it for your parnasa, that's an OW that means. And if you're doing it for your parnasa, then Shomer Psoim Hashem. God's going to guard you. But if it's not for your parnasa, it's not Derech Eretz, it's not Minhag Olam, and it's not Shayach Shomer Psoim. In the Sefer Chasidim in Os Tafrei Shain Zayin, he writes, Adam Shabbo Olav Chomsim V'Gazlanim V'Chavtsim V'Gozlim. If a person, people come to steal from him, and he says, one second, if they're going to take all my money, I don't even need to live. Or if he's Moser Nefesh, there's a fire, and he wants to save his money. So in such instances, if a person dies, he's over and killing himself. So Lashon of the Sefer Chassidim is V'yodea Beveirur She'ena Yochel Yilachem Kinegdam. If he knows clearly that he can't fight against him, and he does anyway, he's Mischayev Benafsho. We have to understand, even if it's a Safek, how is he mutter to be Misakin himself and fight for his money? So L'chor it's Mashma from the Sefer Chassidim that it's mutter to endanger yourself in order to save your money, as long as the death isn't a definite one. And that's very mechudish. Not only chshas sakana is a mutter l'tzarech mamono, even a sakana mamish. As if you know 100% mischayev v'nafsha. But otherwise, sakana, you're allowed to fight for your money. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin Amud Mem Zayin writes that it's also for a Baal HaBayis to endanger himself and to fight against somebody who's Baba Machteris. Only if he knows that he's going to be victorious, then he's allowed to. Otherwise, he has to let the Baba Machteris take what he takes. And then he writes in parentheses that it's possible that it's mutter to fight with a ganav even if he's machin himself the suffix sakana. Since that's the Derech HaOlam. Shomer Psoim Hashem, that's what Chazal say. So he learns that even a suffix sakana, we say the klal of shomer psayim Hashem. In the Mincha Shlomo and Chelik Beisim in Pei Beisos Aleph, he writes, "Gamatzino b'shas b'kamim makomos el harbei dvarim she'mamish karv l'sakana." Where does he find this in the Gemara? That if it's karav l'sakana, since it's minhag olam, shomer psoim Hashem. Only stamach shash sakana we say shomer psoim Hashem, but not a sakana gemura. Shlomo Zalman seems to say even a sakana gemura we say shomer psoim Hashem. So based on this, we can understand the Sefer Chassidim, if we take Shlomo Zalman face value. That only when you know Bevera that you can't fight against the Ganav, then it's also to stand against him. But if you don't know, maybe you will be victorious, then you're allowed to fight him. And it's very possible that according to Mincha Shlomo, any tzorach of his parnasa is shayach this reason or shomer psayim Hashem, even a sakana gemura. Because he gives another reason you're allowed to fight against the Ganav. The Efshir, the Kadesh Leitzrabu, Ganav Muparzen, Kwashimutu Lilachim Luchemis Rishus, Kachorshoi Kol Yachid Lamar Amamono, Afi Machnes Atzmo Sofik Sakana. In order there shouldn't be so many Ganavim, just like you're allowed to fight on Luchemis Rishus, you're also, every Yachid is allowed to be Omer Amamono, even if he puts himself in a Sofik danger. He's a Chiddush Gadol. Just like on Luchemis Rishus, so too, you're allowed to be Omer in your mama, there shouldn't be too many Ganavim. These are all very, very Chashiv Shailas. In the Bir Agron, or Chaim Tavkuf Lamed Aleph, he brings the Yerushalmi, that you're now allowed to go out on a ship to the great sea. And the Gra says it's because of Sakana. Now the Pasuk says, Samach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha V'Yisachar Bo'alecha. Rashi says, Zvulun L'Chof Yamim Yishkon V'Yotzei L'Prakmatio V'Sfinos. So you're allowed to go out in the sea. So why does the Gra bring the Yerushalmi? What's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi? That you're now allowed to go out to the sea. You see in Rashi, you're allowed to go out to the sea. That's what Zvulun is doing. According to Odu Yehud, it's very good, because it's a Tzarech Parnasa, and that the Yerushalmi Asur is Shalol Tzarech. In the Tshuva of the Shem Aryeh in Yerodeh, Sof Simon Chav Zayin, he brings this Yerushalmi, and he explains like the Gra, Mishum Sakana. That you know why you're not allowed to go out to the Yama Gadol? Like the Gra explains the Yerushalmi, Mishum Sakana. And then he adds that in the Bavli, at the beginning of the third parak of Moed Katan, they also hold this way. That's why Rava says, Loshet divrei akol aser, lemizonos divrei akol mutter, that letzorach parnasa lemizonos, you're allowed to be parish liyam, even if it has a sakana. Ve'elav unoseas nafsho, for sakana you're allowed to endanger yourself. But no loshut v'letiyul, you're not allowed to be machnas yourself sakana. People go on very dangerous tiyulim sometimes. Atasar. And the Machlokes in Rudin the Rabbanan, there was only in Harvacha. It's not Mamish Parnasa, but to make more is in Mutter to go of Mabamakam Sakana. Rashi explains differently. Ayin Sham. In the Sefer Hasidim in Os, listen to this. This is the Tfus Berlin. Tough, 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 tough. Kuf Samache. He says, Im Yachal Adam Lesparnis Makam Karav, Olech Makam Rachok, Lamakam Sakanas Nefashis Aser. If you can be Mesparnis close, and there's no Sakanas Nefashis, and you go to a place that's far away, it's Sakanas Nefashis, it's Aser. Mashma, if you can't be misparnis in a makom karov, then you're allowed to go to a makom rachok. Only shalol etzarech etzaser. Rav, the author of the Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh, who's Rav Lorenz, so his father was Rav Shlomo Lorenz, who is the representative of Agudas Yisrael in the Knesset. So he was very close to the Gedolim. He wrote a number of svarim, beautiful, beautiful svarim of his experiences with Gedolei Yisrael. So Rav Shlomo heard from the Kelis Yankov, the stipler, that it's dangerous to go in a car. So you're now allowed to go, Shalol Tzarech. You hear that? It's also printed in Sfarim. It's Yadua. Stipler held. Here we have an Edus that he heard it from his father's mouth, he heard it from the stipler, that you're now allowed to go in a car, Stam. You have to go, you have to go. But Stam to go, wow, people don't really follow this stipler generally. Maybe in the stipler's family they do, other people do. I personally am in favor, but I don't have a car, so and I don't go anywhere Shalom Letzarech. Not one of those guys. In any event, in the Tshuva's Binyan Tzio, in the Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says that even though normally Bikoch Nefesh we don't go after the Rov, that's a Rov of now, but not a Suffolk Dasid. And therefore women, three women who will be endangered by pregnancy, so they're allowed to be Mishamish Kedarkam, because the Shomer Psaim Hashem, that's a Suffolk Dasid. And we're not Choshish for a Miut. Like we see Yardei Yom B'Horcham B'Midbar. It's a Sakana. They do it, it's only a Miut. And since it's a miut of a sakana asidis, so we go pikoch nefesh achar rov. But what's the difference between a suffix that already exists and a suffix dasid that he doesn't fill us in on? So it would appear, says the Rav Lorenz, and it's pikoch nefesh, Rav Yosef Arye Lorenz, he says that the chiluk is that a sakana lasid now is not masukan. You're just not allowed to put yourself in a matzav onus of sakana. Like we find that by mitzvahs and isur, you're not allowed to put yourself in a place of onus that you're going to have to be over on the isur and not can be kind of the mitzvah, but a miut, we're not choshish. And memele, you're allowed to put yourself in such a situation. But it's a suffik l'sha'avar, that's putting yourself in a case that afterwards you'll be honest. So to hear, afterwards there'll be a sakana, we're not choshish. But if the suffik already exists, then we're choshish for the miut, there's a matzav of sakana, we don't call pikoch nefesh acharov, you're not allowed to do it. And that's why you're allowed to go up. You go up on the tree, this is no sakana right now. Right now you're down below, there's no sakana, you have to do your parnasa. A guy works, today we're not going up on trees, but the guy works, I'm always afraid, I wouldn't do it. I don't know too many yidden who do it, by the way. But you work in the city, you're a construction guy, and like in the building I grew up in the city, 72nd Street, I'm a chun of the Majestic, 71st and 72nd, and we have a huge, huge building. I think there are 273 families in the building. And they're always doing shibbutzim, they're always doing renovations in the building, because it's, you know, a wealthy building, and wealthy people like to have their building renovated. So you have these guys going up on the 16th floor, on the 23rd floor, on the 38th floor, and they're, you know, being held up by these straps, and it's high up there, it's scary. But that's their pranasas. They go up there. Oh, now they're up there. It's a sakana, but then it's already too late. So that's a sakana de lasa that they're allowed to do. So you're allowed to work in be a construction worker and go really high up. The answer is yes, according to the Noda Bihuda. Parnasa. So that's Eilav Unose Es Nafsho. Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Mem Ches, Yiv Katan Chavav, the name of the number Achronim, that you're now allowed to go b'shayara. You're now allowed to go out in this in a wagon, even on Sunday, when you know that afterwards you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. And therefore, they're somech now that people who go out with this shayara endanger themselves a little bit in order not to be mechal Shabbos. This is not going to be an Isra l'mafreya on the fact that he left in the first place. You know, if a person's in a matzah sakana, a person's driving through a dangerous neighborhood and Shabbos falls, you're not allowed to stop the car. You got to just keep going. Sakana. But the chatchil, you're not allowed to put yourself in such a case. Therefore, they were machin themselves in a little sakana that they won't afterwards have to be Mechal Shabbos. But how are they allowed afterwards to be Mesakin themselves? How are you allowed to endanger yourself? The Yerus Moshe and the Or Chaim and Siman Kuf Chav Zayin says that we're not talking about a Mokum Sakana Mamish HaMachmer B'Zem Eschayiv B'Nafsho. But there's certain things that are totally B'Teva Adam. A more courageous person doesn't think it's a Sakana. So since it's Aser Lelech B'Shayara, if you're going to be, have to be Mechal Shabbos, therefore they say that we're not going to be fearful people. We're not going to be worried about the little bit of sakana in order not to be mechal Shabbos. So they say, now we're not fearful. He doesn't consider it a sakana, and therefore since they don't consider it a sakana, they're allowed to do it in order not to be mechal Shabbos afterwards. Could also be a person, Eilav Unosayas Navsho, a person's working for Parnasa. So he decides, I'm not going to be a fraidy cat, otherwise there's going to be no Parnasa. So the Eilav Unosayas Navsho, because if Dochak Parnasa is Mekal Masof Malacha, that for Stam Bnei Adam it's Begeder Mosayas Navsho, but for him it's not. Because he's not afraid of it. So that's not considered a Makam Sakana. We know there are a lot of things people do that's. For Poalim, and people who work in it, they're not afraid. I don't think I'm sure that the Poalim, I'm almost sure, who go up, who work in the construction, and are up on the 38th floor, and they're outside the window, they're not as afraid as I am. They get used to it. So we have a number of drachim and Eilav Unoseis Nafsho, that a Poel is Moser Nafsho in order to be Marviach Scharo. How's he allowed to? He's machnis himself with Sakana. We have the Noda Behudin Igros Moshe that you're allowed to the Tzorach Parnas but not Latanu Baalma. Maybe it's talking about a Chashash Rachok of Sakana. That's not considered Pikuach Nefesh. They're not considered endangering themselves, Mutter. So writes Rabbi Kivega in the Chazon Ish. We have the Binyan Sion that if the Sakana La'asid, it's fine. And that's what it's talking about, that now that he's down here, there's no danger. Only afterwards, when he gets up there, there's going to be a danger. Then it'll really be too late. There's the Igros Moshe, who says that if you're courageous, it's not considered a Sakana for you. And that's how they're allowed to do it for Parnasa. Or maybe that Bikuach Nefesh Lohocho Acharov is for the Heter of Achai Behem. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody, even if it's a Suffolk Sakana. Even the Rov, there's no Sakana, but even for the Miut. But as far as a Chiyuv for a person to guard himself, then we do go after the Rov. So for Chil Shabbos, we have a Heter of Achai Behem to Mechal Shabbos to save him. But as far as what you're allowed to do, we do go after Bikuach Nefesh, we do go after the Rov. And what do we say? We say go after the Rove, and it's in Rove cases is not a danger, so you're fine. And therefore you're allowed to go up this tree. Okay, Eshod Harbela Dun Bazeh. But we will conclude the shiur for now and bless ourselves that we're able to continue. Give more of these shiurim. Lomodu Lamed Lishma Velasas, Lakaimus Kaldivri Salatar Subihava, Main Shalom, Svidis, and most beloved friends.